We are learning Masechta Pesachim, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting right after the Mishnah, Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, the bottom of Amud, 2 lines from the bottom. Omer Rav Shimon Bar Lakish, we learned the Mishnah, there's an Isser to Shecht a Karm Pesach if you have Chametz. Now, who is this Isser on and who has Chametz? Omer Rav Shimon Bar Lakish, Lo'ilam in a Chayiv, you're not Chayiv, let's say the Sheikhet is not Chayiv, actually your Chametz is Sheikhet, either the Sheikhet has the Chametz, or the Zarek, or the Zarek has the Chametz. Someone in the Chabura has Chametz. That means if someone has a Chametz in the Chabura, then the Sheikhet will be Chayiv as the Sishchet a Chametz Dam Zevchi. The same thing, someone who's Zayrik and he makes his weekend, someone else has Chametz from the Chabura, he'll be Chayiv the Lav. And we Marba Zayrik from Dam Zevchecha, that's the Mechilta, we Marba that even Zayrik is Chayiv as his Isser if you have Chametz. Zokta Gemara Vaita Vachi Imoi Ba'azara. But the Chametz has to be with you in the Azara. That's what Shlokas Shita. Shlokas says, Chametz has to be here, it can't be in your house. Rabbi Yechon Rama, Av Bisha'in Imoi Ba'azara. Even though it's not in your house, even though it's not in the Azara, it's in your house, it doesn't be next to you. As long as you have it and you're Chayiv B'biuroi, then it's enough to be chayiv alsis iser like sishchet chomus dam zevchi. It means Rabbi Shlokas holds has to be in your right in front of you in the azara. Rabbi Yochanan is not in the azara. So what's the beer hamachlekes? Ma'ika mifugi. So here it says the pasuk like sishchet al chomus dam zevchi. Al. What does al mean? So maybe machlekes is al mean right next to you, like al besamuch means right next to you, or it just means you own it. So maybe that's machlekes. Ma'ika mifugi. Ilayma ba al besamuch mifugi. The Rav Shimon Lakashava al besamuch. Al means right next to you. Rabbi Yochanan Shava like you know al besamuch. You don't need it to be right next to you. That can't be this machlekes here, because we know that's machlekes. It's an old-fashioned machlekes. Shlokas Rav Yechon, we know this about us. But Hafliku B'chal is already arguing about this. That's tonight. We went to the Mishnah. The halacha is when you bring a carbon toid, you bring it along with a chalas. Those chalas, even though you made it hektish, they have a kedushas damim, which means that they have a less level of kedusha. You could be paidit if it becomes tamei, and different halachas like that. But once you shecht the carbon, then those breads become kushas aguf. They have a different level. The asa tatful yoyim, the mechusika purim, they have the lina. If they become tame, you have to burn them. You can't be part of them. They have kushas aguf. Now, it has to get kushas aguf when you shech the taida. Where those chals have to be in order for that thing to be chal, that it gets kushas aguf. The kushas to be chal. So we have a Mishnah. It says, Ashaych taida lefnim, you shech the taida inside the Mesa Mikrosh. Velachma chutz lechayim. Velachma is outside the walls. Loi kidesh alechem. The lechem is not kodesh. Now, what does it mean, chutz l'chayim? My chutz l'chayim? So what's the machlokes? Rabbi Yechon Amar, chutz l'chayim is Yerushalayim means. It means chutz l'chayim is based pagi. Out of Yerushalayim, because out of Yerushalayim, you cannot eat those chalas, so it can't be chal kedush on it either. But it doesn't have to be in the Azara. It's enough if it's in Yerushalayim. But chutz l'chayim is Azara kodesh. Rabbi Yechon Amar, you don't need that, it's even if it says, al toida yukavenu, it says that the chalas have to be al chalas lechem chomets yakav kabon, it says Lashon Pasuk, al zevach toida shlomov. Even though Albus, they don't say Albus Amach, it could be in, as long as it's in a Makam Kedusha, which is in Yerushalayim, it's enough. Shimma Lakash, I'm a fill of Chutz Lachayim as Azar, like Kaddish. I'm a bina Albus Amach, it's see you need Albus Amach. So the Gemara's question is that how could you say that the Machlaik is over here by us, if the Chametz is with you in the Azar, is a Shiloh of Al, not Al, they wouldn't have to argue about that again. We know already from Taida that they argue. So Gemara says maybe it's a different Machlaik, it's Hasra Asafik. That means that the case is, it's inside the Azara, and still there'll be a machlekes. About Sras, no, it can't be like this. He's saying, Avada, it's outside the Azara where the machlekes is, but we're going to say that he's going even the Dvarav, I guess the Rosh Lakish will say, even for you, Rabbi Yechonon, that hold that it's that's still a Chiyiv, I'll tell you why here it's part of a different reason. Because Asra Safik. El Ba Asra Safik Mifki. Anytime the Chometz is not with you in the Azara, it's a Shail of Asra Safik. And what's the Asra Safik? So Rashi explains that the Edim who say, by the way, Hek Yeshech, you have Chametz, if they don't see the Chametz, how do they know you have Chametz? So it's Asra Safik, maybe you don't have Chametz. Frank Tosis, what do you mean? The guy who's doing it, he knows if he has Chametz, and the whole Asra is just to make him into amazed. If he knows he has Chametz, so he's amazed. He's amazed, that's Tosis asks. But let me hear the read, the Malonu im Safik Lamasra, Ela Shehei Vadai Lemoisra, Lenin Asra Lahakim Shaykh Lamazin. So he has a kasha on Rashi. So the Rebbeinu Chananel says that the reason why it's Asura Safik is because even if the owner is standing here, the guy who's shechting standing here, he doesn't know for sure if he has chametz. Maybe back home it was Nevar Nisraf. Even though he knows he has chametz, maybe it was destroyed, and therefore it's still called Asura Safik. That's what Rebbeinu Chananel learns.
Really? So It's not considered a
the guy himself. Right. The guy himself. That's right, is to make sure he's amazing. He says, even if I have it, I'm shechting, he says. And then you find out he has it, so he knew he had it. It wasn't a suffix, but Shas myself. The Eidim didn't know. That's how Tosis learns. So maybe that's the machlokes because Asura suffix. That's the machlokes of Yerkon Shlokos, the Chametz has to be with you in the Hazara, is Asura suffix. So Mar said, no, that's also a machlokes ready. Hanami Pigab Achad Zimna. It's my learned. Shvua Shoichel Kika Zu Hayoim. The guy makes a Shvua, I'm going to eat this roll today. And he didn't eat it that day, and he got warned. Both holds you don't get malchus, but for two different reasons. It's a lav that he didn't do a maisa. He just sat and didn't eat it. That's a lav she'im b'maisa. Any lav that there is no maisa, you do not get malchus. But he holds Asra Safik is Asra. Here's Asra Safik. No one knows if you can eat it or not. You give two and a half, you say, by the way, if you don't eat it, you get Malchus. He still might eat it. And he himself doesn't know if he's not going to eat it. No one knows if he's not going to eat it. So it's Asra Safik. Still, he doesn't hold that's the problem. The whole problem is the Lav Shem and Mice. Vashlakos Amar, Ainu Leikum, Asra Safik. Vashra Safik is Masra. Vashlakos also is a problem with Asra Safik. So you can't say that's the Machlakos here by Chametz because we already have that Machlakos. Let me finish with Shlokas' words. Ain't like a Asra Safik, but Asra Safik l'shma Asra. Av alav she'im b'maisa like a love. So the question is, what's the machlekes here? If it's al b'samach, we had that already. If it's Asra Safik, we had that already. So our answer is Amri l'olam ba'al b'samach k'mefki. We're arguing about al if it means b'samach. When it says l'shishchat chometz al l'shishchat al chometz dam zivchi, does it have to be next to you or not? That's the machlekes. We argue already. We need this machlekes also. V'tzricha. The Yefligul in the Chametz, if you just argue by Chametz, have a mina about who would the Kamar of Yechna and Levina Abba Samach. Here is when he says, you don't need it to be next to you. Why? Because in the Issahu, it's an Isser. It's Issah, a Chayvah's beer, you have to get rid of your Chametz. Whatever it is, there's a Chayvah's beer, even if it's my house. Al-Im Makdash Lechem, and maybe you would think, Rabbi Yechna agrees, when it comes to Makadash Lechem, Loi Kodesh Al-Fim, it has to be inside the Azara. Aimim Moidalin Rabbi Shimon Malach, Shavina Abba Samach. Why? The Isa, what? First, the Isa Gavoy Kaddish, if it's inside the Beis Mikdash Kaddish, below your Kaddish. Why would you say such a thing? Mida da hava klisharis, just like klisharis. So the way Rashi learns, Mida hava klisharis means that just like a klisharis, it's only a kaddish on the inside, so therefore Lechem was has to be inside the Azara. Frank Taisus, I don't understand a dimion. What does klisharis got to do with this? What does it got to do with one another? Then what Taisus says is a little different. Just like a klisharis only works inside the Azara, the same thing, the Kiddush Alechem only work in the Azara. That's the Gemara means. So Gemara is saying like this. If you just have Mechlekes Mecham and you say, there Rabbi Yechon holds, you don't need it next to you. Why? Because everyone knows, Chayvah's beer is even if it's in your house. But Mekadosh Lechem, that has to be inside the Azara. Maybe it's minded to Rosh Lakish. Gemara Tzricha, that's why you need that Mechlekes. If you only said Mekadosh Lechem, you would say, there is where Rosh Lakish is very stark about his halacha, that has to be here. But Achkom Rosh Lakish, Divina Alba Samach. The Isa Gavoy, if it's inside Kaddish, you learn like Kaddish. You don't have to have it with you. The Isuru, it's an Isser. Wherever it is. Therefore, Tzricha, you need both Machlaikism. So, about that, we're learning about Machlaikism of Abba Samach, and you need both cases of to explain us these halachas. That you need both cases to say, if they argue on both cases. Dr. Maravaita. Rashi explains that Rabbi Ishai didn't know what was Pasha to Rosh Lakish. He had a question. His question was, "Ein loy l'shaychet." The shaychet while shechting, he has no chametz. But v'yesh lo le'echa b'nei chaburo, one of the people who are counted on this carbon pesach, he has chametz. Are you chayiv or not? No. Amalei, yes, you chayiv. Miksev loyishishchad al chametzicha. Don't say don't shecht your own chametz. Loyishishchad al chametz ksev. Any chametz. So therefore, you're going to be chayiv. Amalei, if that's true, yachay afilu le'echa b'nei chaburo nami. Anyone who has chametz should be aser. And Rashi explains, it doesn't mean any chametz in the world. It means anyone's chametz who's in the Azara, at least, should be chayiv then. If it doesn't mean your own chametz, so it's just like chametz, should mean anyone in the Azara, which should be a problem. Amalei, no. Amakra, loy sishchat lo yolin. The same pasuk says, loy sishchat a chametz dam zivchi, lo yolin la beker zeva chag pesach. Loy sishchat a chametz, hanuk the kaim lo shabal yolin, mishum lo yolin. Anyone who has the isser lo yolin, he has the isser to have chametz. Now, who's chayiv in Noisar? The Sheikhet, the Zayrik, and also the Bnei Chaburah, because they all have meat. They can't leave it over till overnight. Even Pesach HaTzitzit, they can't leave it. The Afikayim told them the next morning. They can't leave it. It's nice. So they all chayim bal yolin, they have it in chametz. Anyone who has bal yolin has chametz. That's why that clue is the sheikhet, the zarek, and the mechavur. Amra Papa, if that's the facts, I'm going to add on a new person to this process. Yeah, to this chiyuv. Amra Papa, the koyin ha-makder sa-chelev, the one who makes the aktara on the emurim, oyvav loy sasa, he'll also be oyvav loy sasa if he has chametz. Since he is also part of the Isser Noisar, because he leaves a room Murim overnight, it makes a puzzle. Therefore, when he has, if he makes a Haktara with someone having Chametz, that will be a problem. Now Rashi explains that it has to be that the Shechita wasn't the Shas when someone had Chametz, because if the Shechita was when someone had Chametz, and that's from Rashi, the whole carbon will be puzzle already, you wouldn't be able to be Chayav on the Haktara. But no one, there was no issue of chametz until the makdir came along, either because he had chametz, or maybe even someone else had chametz, and if he's makdir, the emurim, he is chayiv. That the other people have chametz enough to be chayiv the makdir, the shayil, the like Rambam and others, Rishonim, maybe Rashi's mashma, but upon him, Rapapa is adding on the makdir to this issa loy sasa. Tanya kava seder, because he's b'chal alona, that's it, because he has the din loyolin, that's why he's included in this issa. So the Gemara, I have a brisa like Rapapa that includes maktir into this issa. Tanya kavas Rapapa. Hashechet as a pesach ala chametz. Someone shechs the pesach when he has chametz. Oyve v'loy sasa. Oyve v'loy sasa. Emesai bizman shehu l'shechet oy l'zayrik oy l'echad v'nechaburu. If the shechet has chametz or the zayrik has chametz or echad v'nechaburu have chametz. Hoy l'echad v'sayfa olam. If someone in the stam in the world not part of his chabura has chametz, ain't zakulay. We don't care. Ve'echad ha-sheichet, ve'echad ha-zorik, ve'echad ha-makdir. Someone's makdir is chayiv. Here's my first writer, Papa. It says, even the makdir is chayiv. Aval ha-moylik is ha-oif, Papa. So if someone makes a lik is ha-oif on the 14th day of Nisan, right before Pesach, if he has chametz, ain't ha-oiver b'loy klom. It's not oiver. And Rashi explains, I'll pee the Gemara later on, that the reason is because we're going according to Rav Shimon holds that you're not chayiv for any kabonis, Erev Pesach, for chametz, only on Pesach yichai, but not erev Pesach. Like we said, only on Pesach, only on chal moed yichai if you have chametz for other kavanas, but not erev Pesach. So why do we pick oif? So Rashi explains we pick the oif because that's usually the carbon you'll end up bringing in the afternoon on erev Pesach. And you don't bring any other kavanas. You visit the Pesach and the Talmud. You don't bring oif usually. You don't bring other kavanas. Who brings other kavanas? Mechusa kapurim. Most mechusa kapurim bring birds. Like Rashi says, a zava, and yerledes, and even a mitzayir ani, they all bring oifis, and therefore that's why he picked oif. But really, the point is that the reason why oif is not chayiv is because it's erev Pesach, and no one's chayiv for chametz besides for Pesach that day. So that's the halacha in this brisa. Two things come out of this brisa. First of all, that makdir is chayiv, and second of all, moilik is pata. Raminum asya astira. It says in the next brisa, asheichet is a Pesach. Ala chametz, you shech the Pesach when you have chametz. Oyve v'loy sasi, oyve in a laugh. Of loy sishchet a chametz dam zevchid. Rabbi Yudai ma'af ha-tomet. Not only a Pesach, even the Tomet also yichayev for. Omru loy, the Rabbana answered to him, no. Loy omru ala Pesach vavad. Only Pesach vavad do you have a chiyev. Then it goes further. It says, Emesai b'zman sheyesh ha-sheichet or zayrik alecham ha-chabura. They have chametz. Either that's be the sheichet or the zayrik or echa from the chabura. Hoy la echa b'sayf ha-ayolam. Ain't zakloy. Someone in the stam of the world, you don't care about that. Ve'echad ha-sheichet, ve'echad ha-zorik, are chayiv, ve'echad ha-moylik, ve'echad ha-maza. The moylik is chayiv, the maza is chayiv also. So Stam is a theory in the Braisa itself also. It started saying only by Pesach, then it says moylik. Malik is not by Pesach, only by a bird. So we have to talk, tomorrow we'll talk about it. Ve'echad ha-moylik, ve'echad ha-maza, chayiv. Ava kaimitz is a mincha, but kmitza with having chum, it's not a problem. Ein oiv v'loy sasa. And then it says, then Braisa, makdes emurim, ein oiv v'loy sasa. Ye makdir emurim, ein oiv v'loy sasa. So there's two stiris here. Stira number one is, the first price says Makdir is Chayev, second price says Makdir is Potter. And the other theory is the first price says Malika is, you know, if here's Malika is Chayev. Two theories. And thirdly, in the price itself, a Shtikla theory. So let's see what the Gemara says about this. Kasha Malika, Malika, Shverak Malika, Malika. The first price says Malika is Potter, second one says Chayev. Kasha Akhtara, Akhtara. The first price says a Makdir is Chayev, and second price says Makdir is Potter. And even if you don't have these kashas, stamza, the second price itself is shver. Tikshulach higufo, the second price itself is shver. The Ketani starts of saying, Lui omru ela pesach mavat. Only carbon pesach is issa that you have chametz. V'had the Tani, echad ha-sheichet, echad ha-zerik, echad ha-moylik, malika. Malika is not a carbon pesach, echad ha-maza. Maza also is maza with the bird. Ella, I'm going to answer you, everything will be perfect. Ella, how about Rav Shimon? Everything is going according to Rav Shimon. Now, Rav Shimon's shita is, like we spoke about before, is that only on Pesach are you chayav for shaar kabanos. So everything is going according to Rav Shimon. So first of all, Malika is not shver. Because he holds Be'etzem, Malika is chayav. But Erev Pesach, the reason why Nechayev and Malika is chayav is because Erev Pesach is not chayav any other kabanos. So the first bryce says Malika is potter, it's talking about Rav Asa, like this is the first, Rav Asa. The second bryce says Malika is chayiv, it's on Pesach. So, Elohava Rav Shimon, Malika Kasha, Kam Barba Asa, Kam Achel Shemoy, V'idi Rav Shimon, both Rav Shimon. Ayak Tara, and also before you get to Akhtara, that's what answers the Lashon. It says, Lo Amru al Pesach Bava means, because we're talking about Erev Pesach, Erev Pesach only a Pesach. Later on the bryce it says, Malika is chayiv, it's going on Pesach, on Chalamoy. Alright, the question is, one says Makdir is Chayim, one says Makdir is Potter. That's a good question. That's a Mechalikas Tanayim Taka. Haktar Akhtar Namalei Kasha. Tanayim is Mechalikas Tanayim. The Ika the Makash Haktar al Shkita. Some make a Hekish Haktar al Shkita, because it's in the same Pasik. Amalei Sishra Acham is Dam Zivchi, Loyolan Baika Chaylev Chagi. Loy Sizbach Acham is Dam Zivchi, Loyolan Chaylev Chagi Ad Baker, which means the Imurim. So one, my name is Makash Haktar al Shkita. You can learn Makash, you don't make a Hekesh, what's a Machlaikas Tanoim? All going with Shimon Shita, Machlaikas Tanoim, if Haktara is Chayiv. So everything's answered. Malika, Malika is not Shver, one's 14th day, one's on Pesach. On Pesach, Chayiv. And Haktara, Haktara is not Chayiv, it's a Machlaikas, it's a Stiro, it's a Machlaikas Tanoim. It's a Machlaikas Tanoim, if Haktara is Chayiv, Shalav, you Makash it to Shita.